From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will establish an evacuation corridor and daily five-hour ceasefire over Syria's rebel-held eastern Ghouta region. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu said following an order from President Vladimir Putin, a daily humanitarian pause will be observed from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time with the aim of eliminating civilian casualties. The World Health Organization said there are 750 urgent medical cases in need of evacuation. Last week, the UN Security Council called for a 30-day truce to allow for medical evacuations and the distribution of humanitarian aid for some 400,000 residents of eastern Ghouta. The International Committee of the Red Cross's Iolanda Jacomet said it's vital people are allowed to leave.
And at the same time, it is obvious that it is critical for aid to be let in. We speak of 400,000 people. You cannot take all of them out. You have to allow humanitarian aid in, and this is extremely urgent, and we hope that this will happen as soon as possible.
More than 500 have been killed in more than a week of constant Russian-backed government bombardment. Health authorities Sunday said several have symptoms consistent with chlorine gas exposure. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says he's directed all security agencies to ensure every effort is made to ensure the safety of schools and students in the wake of last week's mass abduction of schoolgirls by suspected Boko Haram insurgents.
Government remains unrelenting towards rescuing all those abducted.
More than 100 schoolgirls were taken from their school in Dapchi in Yobe State February 19th, an incident Mr. Buhari has called a national disaster. He had campaigned on a 2015 pledge to eradicate Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Russia Monday vetoed a UN Security Council resolution critical of Iran for violating an arms embargo aimed at the Houthi rebels in Yemen. Kelly Curry is the U.S. representative to the UN's Economic and Social Council.
Russia's veto today serves only to protect Iran's efforts to destabilize the region and spread its malign influence.
A Russian version that made no mention of Iran and extended sanctions against Yemen until next year was adopted unanimously. Meanwhile, Saudi King Salman has replaced the kingdom's military chief of staff and other defense officials. No official reason given, although Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has pursued reforms. The country struggles through a third year of war in Yemen. Senior North Korean General Kim Jong-chul has left South Korea after attending the closing ceremonies of the Winter Olympics and twice expressed the North's willingness to talk to the U.S. President Donald Trump, addressing the nation's governors Monday, said the U.S. would engage in such dialogue, but under the right conditions.
We want to talk also only under the right conditions. Otherwise, we're not talking. You know, they've been talking for 25 years. Other presidents should have solved this problem long before I got here. And they've been talking for 25 years. And you know what happened? Nothing.
Washington has insisted it will only talk about Pyongyang's denuclearization. Monday, South Korean President Moon Jae-in urged the U.S. to lower its threshold for talks while he called on the North to take steps to rid itself of nuclear weapons. Thousands, including former President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, Monday filed past the casket of the late Protestant evangelist Billy Graham, who died last week at age 99.
Laura and I are honored to be able to come and pay our respects to the Graham family and, more importantly, to be able to say goodbye to a person who is influential in our lives and influential in the lives of millions.
Mr. Bush described Graham as a humble shepherd of the Lord. After lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday and Thursday, Graham is to be buried Friday in the grounds of his library in Charlotte, North Carolina, a funeral that President Donald Trump is scheduled to attend. Morocco's King Mohammed VI underwent heart surgery in France Monday. The 54-year-old king treated at a Paris clinic for what was described as a heart rhythm disorder after being diagnosed with an atrial flutter in January. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is on a five-day African tour with stops in Algeria, followed by visits to Mauritania, Senegal, and Mali. The Turkish leader said he's seeking stronger economic, military, and cultural ties. U.S. stocks advanced Monday, recovering much of the losses sustained in a sell-off earlier this month. The benchmark Dow Jones soared nearly 400 points to 25,709. Meanwhile, new home sales slowed for a second straight month in January, allowing prices to ease. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.